With SRN News, I'm John Scott. In a Sunday night announcement from the White House, correspondent Eric Tucker reports President Biden has broken his pledge not to pardon Hunter Biden, arguing that, quote, raw politics has infected the process.
President Biden has pardoned his son Hunter following convictions on tax and gun charges. This is an announcement that wipes the slate clean and ensures that Hunter Biden will not be incarcerated as he prepares for sentencing. What's really notable here is this is an action that the White House had repeatedly said over the course of many weeks that the president did not intend to take. President Biden has said that in looking at the facts of the case, he had concluded that Hunter Biden was singled out in, quote, a miscarriage of justice and was prosecuted because he was the president's son.
Correspondent Eric Tucker. Also at SRNnews.com, the U.S. preparing to send Ukraine an additional $725 million in military assistance. It includes counter-drone systems and munitions for its high-mobility artillery rocket system, which could indicate more longer-range missiles are headed to the battlefield. A Canadian official says government officials are upbeat after the meeting last week between Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and President-elect Trump.
Canada's ambassador to the United States has said that Prime Minister Justin Trudeau was successful in convincing President-elect Donald Trump that the Canadian border can't be compared to Mexico's. Kirsten Hillman has said that Trudeau's recent dinner with Trump was a very important step in getting Trump to back away from threatened tariffs on all products. Trump threatened to impose tariffs on products from Canada and Mexico if they don't stop what he called the flow of drugs and migrants across their borders. Hillman says Trudeau's claim that the Canadian border is vastly different than the Mexican border was accepted. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Dow dropping 162 points, the NASDAQ composite up 197. This is SRN News. The Red Kettle campaign is underway.
The Salvation Army's annual effort to raise money for the poor around Christmas will feature thousands of bell ringers outside of stores and other establishments now till December 25th. A big chunk of the Giant Christian Ministry's yearly budget is gathered at this time, and organizers are hoping Americans will be generous. However, with 4 years of inflation and economic precarity weighing people down, generosity may be depressed this season. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
After more than 5 years of frenetic reconstruction work, Notre Dame Cathedral showed its new self to the world over the weekend. Rebuilt soaring ceilings and creamy, good-as-new stonework have erased somber memories of a devastating fire in 2019. Images broadcast live of a visit by French President Emmanuel Macron showed the inside of the iconic church as worshippers might have experienced it back in medieval times. This is SRN News. California lawmakers set to consider a bill that would require the state's public universities to give admission priority to the descendants of slaves. The bill, introduced by Democrat Assemblymember Isaac Bryan, comes as conservative officials throughout the country try to impose limits on diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. A dog rescued from the chilly waters in Texas.
The little dog was stranded on a bridge pier in the Sims Bayou in southwest Houston. Firefighters were called, and a member of the department's Swift Water Rescue Team made his way to the pier. As the firefighter approached, the dog panicked and barked and nipped at the firefighter's hands, then quickly jumped into the water. Firefighter eventually caught the dog and brought him safely to shore. The puppy, named Burby, was quickly reunited with its owner.
Correspondent Jason Walker. More details at SRNnews.com.